You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stugatz is complaining that there was too much sports this weekend, that he got his eyebrows blowtorched by sports this weekend. How much funny stuff was there this weekend? Let's get to all of it. And Chris, I don't know if the audience wants, your dad was there, Tony was there, Roy was there, if the audience wants any roast details. I don't have a very good antenna for whether or not
details
that will make some good content or not. But you tell me after we do funniest thing from the sports weekend, if you think there's a playground for us there. Let's do it.
Hey, people. Tell us what in the sport made you laugh hardest this weekend. It is a segment we call What Made You Laugh This Weekend. Ha, ha, ha.
Chris Cody, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
Bruce Pearl.
Shirtless Bruce Pearl has been doing it across 15 years shirtless.
Now, it's a little funny, but there's also a little me that's like, listen, we know you text somebody. You said, I'll be here between this and this time. I'm going to take my shirt off. It's not like you're sitting out there the whole game watching the game. So there's a little of that, but then there's also it's funny.
Billy, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
The outfits for Deontay Wilder and Tyson Fury coming to the ring.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. I thought that you couldn't do better than Deontay Wilder, and I was thinking as he did it, man, if you're going to enter that way, you better not lose, and not lose getting knocked out that way, if that's how you're going to enter. But then Tyson Fury just went straight weirdo with an avalanche of gypsies.
The first round of the boxing match should be based on the outfits, right? Like, those should be the initial points, is the walk-in entrance outfit points, and then the rest of the fight.
I agree, and not only do I agree, I think first-round scoring should apply to the outfits. That the first round, put it on the pole.
What do you do with the first round?
You just make it one extra round.
No, the fight. You take away one round of fighting, and the first round is the entrance and the outfits. Okay. That's it.
Oh, I like that.
And you score it, correct? 10-9, 10-8.
Of course, 10, yes. You get it.
I love that idea so much.
So Wilder thought he had the round won, and then Fury walked in, and he stole the rounds?
Yes. That is so good. Put it on the pole, Guillermo, at Levitard Show. Should round one be just costumes of every heavyweight fight?
I love the idea of Jim Lampley going to Harold Letterman. Okay, Jim, I had Wilder 10 points to 9 in the outfits.
Did you guys love the broadcast as much as I did, or am I the one who's out here? Max Kellerman is so good on boxing. It is really his strength. Can you guys tell me, incidentally?
I'll have to take your word for it. I was watching it in Russian.
I was watching Alabama.
Our first takes ratings dropping, because I know people are rooting for that, and I have read some places that they are dropping, and I think that one's going to be a surprise to some people at ESPN and their focus groups. Show them that people want SEC football, and their focus groups over the last 2 years have been like, be careful with how much of the quote unquote politics you do. And that show has now become a black show after America and the focus groups don't seem to be that down with black right now as something that you're giving your customers.
I never got the focus groups at ESPN. They have focus groups for different things. You don't know where the focus groups are coming from. And daytime television, predominantly, if you look from advertisers to content across all networks, they cater more to a black audience. So the SEC stuff, is there a lack of SEC stuff? I know on the mothership there is, but they have an entire network dedicated to it.
I'm just telling you that that bears watching on that show. Because
that they're not doing white guy, black guy?
Well, not just white guy, black guy, Mike, because I told you that debate television started. You say the focus groups. I remember it was me, Lupica, and Album. We were doing these essays. They were at the start of all this sports reporter stuff, and the focus groups came back and said, we don't want to hear one person's opinion without the other side. And their sports television debate right there was born. And usually it's a white guy against a black guy. Yes, but I did not think that Max Kellerman was that crucial to that dynamic. I think if there's pushback, it's not because they want it's not because they want Kellerman. It's because they don't want Stephen A. Smith to have that much control. And he's got such an enormous amount of power right now that you're going to get a rebuff from people who just don't want. It can be any and all those things, but who want an argument, who maybe want it between a white person and a black person, but certainly don't want Stephen A. Smith just bringing all his black friends around everywhere because of everything that's happened in this country over the last few years.
To answer your question, there are several reports that say, yes, First Take, the ratings have tanked since Kellerman has left.
That never happens with football. This is the big time. Football's a content fountain. It bears watching.
Just do white guy, black guy. Call it white guy, black guy. Let's lean into this.
Surprise Tebow on Friday doesn't fix it all, though.
Hey, they should have hired Will Cain when they had the shot. They had the answer right there. It was white guy, black guy, and it was Democrat, Republican.
It would have been great.
It would have been the move. Great. It was right there. He burned too many bridges, and now he's a bigger problem.
It would have been great. That because Will would have given them everything Max wasn't giving them. Stephen A. was frustrated, has now said so publicly, frustrated by the nuance of Max and that it wasn't more of an argument show. Holy shit, Stephen A. could have taken over 10 years of television if you make it Will Cain. And they can play in all the traffic of all those dog whistles.
It's daytime TV. If you're frustrated by nuance, you don't get the target demo here. These are people at home. They're at home for a reason. Give them white guy, black guy.
This started with, should the first round of boxing be a fashion show?
Mike, I now want to do this. I now want to create white guy, black guy. Just strip it down. Just
white person, black person.
Oh, well, no, it's white guy, black guy. No, it's white guy, black guy.
And historically,
guy.
If there's a moderator,
yes,
then they're a woman.
Yes, making 20 times less. Yeah.
Well,
or
if it's
2,000
white versus
times
black,
less.
The moderator should be Jim Gray, correct?
Hey. Yes.
Right down the
middle. Way to go.
Mike Ryan, what was the funniest thing from the sports weekend?
It ended it right there, man. I'm telling you.
Just end the segment
Billy's
there.
Chill.
Okay, let's end it there. Fine, no more.
That was the funniest thing
Kickers,
from the sports
though.
Weekend.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.